我们请一起低头同心默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
阿门，
阿门，
哈利路亚！奉主主圣名，开始我们安息日早上的崇拜聚会。
Holy in the name of Jesus Christ, let us begin our Sabbath morning worship.
我们今天唱诗335首。
Let us sing hymn 335.
新版赞美诗335，旧的是464。
From the new hymn book, hymn 335. From the old hymn book, hymn 464.
Oh
我们在聚会开始之前，要一起同心跪下来祷告。
Before we begin with the service, let us kneel down and pray.
我们在祷告当中，求主耶稣赐福给今天的安息圣日。
Let us ask the Lord to bless to all present here during Sabbath day.
那也求主耶稣能够带领我们今天、明天两天的圣工人员的讲习会。
May the Lord also guide the holy workers personnel schedule for today and tomorrow.
因为当收的庄稼多啊，工人却少。
Because the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few.
所以我们要祷告，求庄稼的主人派遣更多的工人。
Let us then pray to the Lord harvest so that more workers can be sent forth.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let us now pray together.
啊，哈利路亚！各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Are you at peace with your brothers and sisters?
啊，感谢主耶稣，在今天、明天。这两天呢，在皇后教会将会举行这一次的工人讲习会。
Thank God that today and tomorrow is the whole personnel, workers personnel seminar, being held here in the Queen's Church.
啊，这样的讲习会呢，是针对在教会当中参与服事工作的工人啊的一个进修的机会。
The seminar is an opportunity for cultivation for the workers that participate in the holy work of church.
啊，为什么要有办这样？为什么要办这样子的讲习会呢
？So what is the motive for having this seminar?
啊，就是希望能够借着这样的讲习会呢，能够栽培造就出更多的工人来。
Our hope is that through these sort of seminars, we can cultivate and train more workers.
因为神设立教会有着一个使命。
For God establishes church for a purpose.
这个使命就是要将福音传到。
And this purpose, the mission of preaching the gospel to the corners of the world.
啊，但是这样的工作不是一代的人可以完成的。
Yet this work cannot be accomplished through a single generation.
更不是几个少数人可以做到的。
Nor can it be done by the minority of people.
哦，所以呢，要完成神所托付的工作。
Therefore, to fulfill this work entrusted by God.
啊，必须要有许多人的参与。
There's a requirement of the participation of many.
可能要经过许多世代的努力。
Perhaps through the joint effort of many generations.
哦，所以呢，教会里面栽培工人呐，是首要的工作。
And therefore, the training of the workers is a primordial task in the church.
啊，只有训练出更多的工人。
Only with more workers being trained,
才有更多的人能够出来服事主。
Can there be more people, that come out to serve God?
只有一代一代的工作的传承
，and only through the passing on through the generations,
才能够不断间不间断的有人出来服事他。
There can be always servants of God without stopping.
哦，所以我们啊，所以我们看到教会的事工。
So when we see the tasks and the works of the church,
教会的事工它本身是一种传承的工作。
They are a work of inheritance or passing on.
从上一代传到我们的手中。
From the previous generation into our hands today.
再从我们传到下一代的手中。
And in turn, from us onto the hands of our following generation.
啊，就好像在跑那个 relay 哈，在跑那个接力赛跑一样啊。
It is like a race of relays.
哦，你们有没有看过接力赛？
Have we ever seen a relay race?
有没有自己亲自去跑过呢
？Or have we run a relay race before?
那这个接力赛不是你跑得快就可以的、啊。
It is not that if you run fast, then the victory is yours.
哦，这个接力赛要赢啊，有几个要求哦。
In order to win a relay race, there are several requirements.
第一，你要跑得快。
First, you need to run fast.
但是只有跑得快是不够的。
But that in itself is not enough.
啊，第二是。大家都要跑得快。
Second, that everyone have to run fast.
每一棒都要快才可以。
And each of the single stages needs to be done very quickly.
啊，第三个要求。
The third requirement.
就是你这个棒子要传得好。
It is that the testimony has to be passed on suitably.
啊，有时候你看那个一直跑很快的、啊。
If people run very fast, as you see.
结果后面那个棒子一递啊，递给你。
But when the testimony is passed on to you.
结果你没有接到，掉了。
It is not catch on suitably and it falls to the ground.
那你就要跑回去捡起来再开始跑。
They need to run back and start all over again.
哦，所以如果这个棒子接的不好
，So if the testimony is not received well,
啊，这样子那个什么跑步就不会得胜。
And then the race will not be victorious.
所以教会的圣工是一代又一代的往下衔接。
Therefore, this in the same manner that the church work is passed on from generation to generation.
哦，所以我们也要预备将教会的工作传。 承给下一代的工人。
Let us prepare ourselves to pass on the work of the church today to the next generation.
不管是对于我们自己的子女
，be to our own sons and daughters，
或者是对我们教会里宗教教育的学生
，or to our students in our RE system，
我们都要预备，因为有一天他们将是成为教会重要的工人。
There is a need of preparation, for they shall be important workers in the church in the future.
所以我们常常说。
So we say,
今天的宗教教育
today's religious education
决定20年之后教会的兴衰
is a determinant of the prosperity or decay of the church in 20 years.
宗教教育带得好
if the RE is done well,
教会将来就有前景
then the church has a hope and a future.
教会宗教教育带得不好
if religious education is not dealt well,
就会影响接下来的十年、二十年
，it will then influence the following decades to come.
所以教会要非常非常的重视宗教教育。
The church needs to place due importance to religious education.
因为今天的孩子就是二十年后的未来。
Because the children of today are the future in 20 years.
我们看出埃及记啊。
Let us turn to Exodus.
我们来看圣经里面这个交棒啊，这个传承的榜样啊。
Let us see the example of passing on the mission.
我们看出埃及记的第十七章。
Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记的第十七章
，Exodus chapter 17，
第八节
，verse 8。
出埃及记的十七章第八节
，Exodus chapter 17 verse 8。
啊，那时亚玛利人来到腓力定，利腓定和以色列人征战，第九节
，nine。
摩西对约书亚说：“你为我们选出人来，出去和亚玛利人征战。”明天我手里要拿着神的杖站在山顶上，第十节。于是约书亚照着摩西对他所说的话和亚玛利人征战，摩西亚伦与户尔都上了山顶，十一节。摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜，何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜，十二节。但摩西的手发沉，他们就搬石头来放在他以下，他就坐在上面，亚伦与户尔扶着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边，他的手就稳住，直到日落的时候，十三节。约书亚用刀杀了亚玛利王和他的百姓，十四节。神对摩西说：“我要将亚玛利的名号从天下全然涂抹，你要将这话写在书上做纪念，又念给约书亚听。”第十五节。
15。
摩西筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西。又说十六节。
16。
神已经起了誓，必世世代代。和亚玛利人征战啊，那这个是我们很熟悉的一段记载啊。
It's a passage which we are very familiar with.
那在以色列人啊找到很多的水哈，得到水源以后啊
，When the Israelites found a source of water.
那结果呢，这个水源呐、啊，水源在这个旷野当中是非常珍贵的啊。
They knew that they had found a very important sort of sustenance in the desert.
哦，所以当他们找到水源之后啊，敌人就来啦。
So after they found the source of drinking water, the enemy came.
那他们说亚玛利人啊，来到腓力定啊，这个利腓定啊，这个地方啊，要跟他们征战啊。
It is said here that the Amalekites came to Rephidim to fight against the Israelites.
啊，结果啊，摩西啊就跟约书亚就合作打赢了这一场战争啊。
Moses together with Joshua fought together and won the battle.
我们可以从摩西跟约书亚这两个同工的互动当中啊，做一些学习啊。
From the interaction between these co-workers, Moses and Joshua, we can learn much.
啊，摩西代表的是年老的一代。
Moses represents the elderly generation.
约书亚代表的是年轻的一代。
Joshua in turn represents the younger generation.
啊，但是这两代人对教会都是至关重要的。
Nonetheless, both generations are very important, critical to the church.
哦，老的一代稳定教会。
The older generation provides stability to the church.
新的一代担负工作。
The new generation carries on the burden in their shoulders.
使得教会能够在两边相辅相成之下，能够得以进步哦。
So that under both circumstances, the church can prosper.
那在旧约当中啊，这个摩西跟约书亚应该是交棒的最好的榜样啊。
In the Old Testament, Moses and Joshua can be the best example of passing on the mission.
所以我们来看看这个交棒啊要怎么接啊。
So let us see how this mission should be passed on and received.
才不会连棒子都不知道丢到哪里去啦。
So that this probably a testimony is not lost.
啊，我们看回来第十七章啊。
Let's return to 17.
我们先来看这个摩西啊，摩西的榜样啊。
Let us first focus on Moses as an example.
我们看摩西对约书亚的托付是什么。
And let us see the entrustment he had to Joshua.
啊，第九节啊。
Verse 9.
第九节，摩西对约书亚说：“你为我们选出人来，出去和亚玛利人征战。明天我手里拿着神的杖，站在山顶上。”哈。那这里我们看到啊，这个摩西一开始啊，把这个工作先分配好了。
We see here that Moses first of all distributes the work.
哦，这里代表啊，这个作为教会的工人呐、啊，第一我们要先知道怎么样来分工哦。
This tells us first of all that in church we need to know how to divide the labor.
啊，但是要能够分工啊，必须要先对自己有个认识啊。
But in order to divide the labor, we need to know ourselves.
什么是好的工人
？What is a good worker?
好的工人不见得是最辛苦的那一个工人啊。
Is not necessarily he who works the hardest.
啊，今天啊，我们工作要努力，是的。
Today, of course, we need to strive to make our best.
但是我们不只要努力
，but not only this.
我们还是要，而且还要聪明。
We need to be wise too.
所以保罗说，我们要做一个聪明的工头啊。
So Paul tells us to be wise.
什么是工人最重要的一份工作
？What is the most important task that a worker has?
尤其是教会的领导者
，especially the leader of the church.
教会的干部人员
，the main workers of the church.
你最重要的工作是什么？
What is your most important job?
不是自己做到满身大汗累的要死。
It is not that you are working till you're almost about to die.
而是选择正确的人，分配给予正确的工作。
But rather to choose the right people and assemble the right tasks.
哦，这个讲得很容易，做得不简单啊。
It is easy to say, not so much to do.
因为这必须要求你对你能够用的人有很深刻的认识啊。
Because first of all, it's a requirement that you need to be very familiar with the people you have at your disposal.
同时，你要对自己有很深刻的认识啊。
At the time, also you need to know yourself.
哦，所以我们在神学院的时候啊
，therefore in the theological seminar,
哦，就有老师啊，就特别警告所有的传道啊。
Instructors would warn the preachers.
哦，传道，你要千万记住一件事情。
Preachers, pastors, remember this.
神是全能的
God is Almighty.
你不是全能的
You are not.
哦，所以不要觉得自己什么都会
So don't feel that you know everything.
哦，什么事情都要以你的决定来作为决定
That everything has to go through your decision to be carried out.
不一定的
Not necessarily.
因为神全能，但人不全能啊
Because God is all powerful, but men are not.
哦，所以啊，我们从以前就一直被提醒啊
Therefore, being reminded from early on.
不要觉得自己绝对是对的
Let us not think that we are always right.
而是要了解自己的强处跟短处
rather, know our weaknesses and our strengths.
你看在这里，摩西一开始就分配工作了。
Here Moses starts by distributing the work.
啊，摩西呀，对自己认识很清楚哦。
He knows himself very well.
他对自己有什么认识
？How can we know this?
他说我是老人家啦。
He says I'm an old man.
所以啊，他说约书亚你是年轻人啊。
And you Joshua you're a youngster.
你去打仗。
Go and fight the battle.
我是老人。
I'm old.
我上山帮你祷告。
I shall go onto the mountain and pray for you.
这个是。传承工作的第一个榜样啊
This is the first example of passing on the mission.
认识自己
Know thyself.
认识别人
Know your other people.
并且按着适当的工作来分配每个人的责任
And then accordingly assign the duties according to the gifts of each.
我们今天有时候啊觉得很奇怪啊
Today we feel that it's a very strange situation.
有些人拼命做圣工
Some people work and work and work for the Lord.
拼命做，做得很辛苦
They work and they strive and they try their very best.
做得汗流满面，被人家骂的。 啊，被人家讲的啊讲啊，被人家攻击的遍体鳞伤啊。
They sweat in their brow and they are tired, but all they receive is criticism and attacks from others.
有时候会做到很失望。
Sometimes to the point that they are absolutely hopeless.
觉得说我这么辛苦，你们怎么还一直讲我呢
？And these workers feel that they try so hard by people to criticize them.
因为有时候做工比较没有智慧啊。
Sometimes it could be the case that they work without enough wisdom.
当一个人什么都要做
，when a person wants to do everything,
那很有可能什么都做不好。
Then it is quite likely that nothing is done well.
哦，所以啊，一个有智慧的教会的工人
，so if a worker is wise,
能够看到别人的优点
，they can see the virtues on others,
并且利用别人的优点
，and utilizes virtues.And put them to good use.
同时能够看到自己的软弱
At the same time, they can see their own weaknesses.
能够避开自己的软弱
And they can avoid those weaknesses from being manifested.
摩西这个时候年纪已经大了
Moses was quite old at this time.
如果他这个时候不服老
If he didn't want to recognize his old age,
还要跟约书亚板板碗子看谁比较有力气
And he wanted to see with Joshua who had more strength.
跟约书亚说你在旁边看
Telling Joshua, just stand on the sidelineSee how it's done.
啊，我来打给你看。
I will fight the battle and just learn from me.
结果老人家拄着拐杖啊，就出去战场了。
And then you see this old man with a cane go out to the battlefield.
啊，结果呢
？What is the outcome?
可以很努力。
He can try all he wants.
但是下场可能很悲惨。
But the outcome can be disastrous.
哦，所以今天要做一个努力的工人。
So today, yes, let us be diligent workers.
更要做一个聪明的工人。
But more than that, let us be wise workers.
啊、所以我们必须要能够看到自己的软弱、哦、
Let us then see our weaknesses.
有时候我们常常 看自己的优点看得很清楚。
Sometimes we know our virtues very, very well.
这个我也会，那个我也行。
We say, oh, we know this and we can do that.
我是老经验。
And I am very, very skilled and able in this.
却只看到优点，从来不认识自己的软弱。
We only see our positive points, but not the negative ones.、
啊、因此啊，常常在错误的时间说错误的话，做错误的事情。
So many times we say the wrong thing.At the wrong time.
做得很辛苦、啊、结果别人还也是一直嫌、啊、
We work very hard, but still people complain about what we do.、
哦、所以我们要懂得看到自己的软弱。
So let us learn to see our weaknesses.
更要懂得欣赏别人的优点、啊、
And also let us learn to contemplate and admire the virtues of others.
约书亚从小做战士啊。
Joshua was a warrior since young age.
看那个他打中他第一，他一流的打仗一流的、啊。
And he was a top of the line when it came to fighting.、
哦、所以啊，摩西看到他的优点。
So Moses saw this virtue on him.
他就能够把最好的人选放在最适合的地方。
And he was able to choose the choice workers and place them in their suitable position.
今天我们如果，今天我们可能是宗教教育的系负责。
Today we might be the RE coordinator.
我们可能是教会的负责人。
Or maybe a board member of the church.
我们可能是负责某一个区的小某一个区的区负责。
Maybe we're a regional coordinator.
哦，但是不管我们做什么工作
，But no matter what our job,
你对你能够用的资源，你的工人有认识，有足够的认识吗？
Do you know your workers, your resources good enough?
你能够把正确的人分配在正确的事、正确的工作上吗
？Can you assign the right workers to the right jobs?、
哦、所以有一次啊，在那个系负责哈、哦，教会里面开那个系负责的会议哦。
Once during the RE coordinator's workshop.
啊，结果啊，那个各地的系负责。都去一起去开会啦、
啊。Which consisted all the RE coordinators of each local church gathered together for a meeting.
啊，我也去了、啊。
I was there too.
啊，有时候我、啊、看那个开会，看着一直摇头啊。
And in the meeting, I couldn't help but just shake my head.
哦，有的系负责说，我好可怜，我好可怜。
Some coordinator says,、oh, "Who is me?"
啊，我工作压力好大。
I'm so pitiable because I have so much stress.
我都做不完。
I can never finish my job.、
啊、我都不知道怎么办。
I don't know what to do.
还有系负责讲到哭啊。
Another RE coordinators even cried as they spoke,
我不想做了，我不想做了。
Saying I don't want this anymore.
啊，我在旁边听着啊，一头雾水啊。
And I didn't really, I couldn't just help myself listening to all that.、
啊、但是当中也有的系负责啊。
But also other coordinators.
那、啊、他们就在笑啊，说笑那个系负责啊。
And they were smiling and laughing at this coordinator.
他、啊、说那个系负责整天闲闲没事晃来晃去。
Saying that they just do nothing. and just they are idle the whole day.
哦，就叫他来讲话啊。
So they were invited to speak.
为什么别的系负责做到哭啊
？Why is it that some do the job to the point of tears?
你怎么好像做得很轻松自在啊
？So other coordinators just sit there as if nothing.
啊，那个系负责就笑了一下啊。
So the other coordinator who was a very casual just smiled.
他说，因为我的每个班负责都比我强。
Oh, all the head teachers of each class they are better than me.
所以我只要把那个最强的班负责放在最难搞的班级。
So if there's a class that's very troublesome, I just assign my best head teacher.
每一个班负责都比我更强。
And since each of them are better than me to begin with,
他们知道自己在做什么。
They know what they're doing.
那我就轻松了嘛。
So then it is easy for me.
其实教会的负责人本来就是这样子的啊。
This is what the board members of the church should do.
把正确的人放在正确的位置上
，assign the right workers to the right position，
就像摩西一样啊、
哦、，just like Moses did。
好，我们看回来
，let's return to Exodus。
我们看回来第十七章第九节
，chapter 17 verse 9。
第九节
，verse 9。
摩西对约书亚说：“你为我们选出人来，出去和亚玛利人征战。”好，那这里啊，摩西对约书亚说啊
，Here Moses said to Joshua，
说你要出去为我们征战啊
，Go out and fight for us。
那这是一个很大的责任
，This is a great responsibility，
也是一个很大的压力啊
，It's also a great pressure。
但是这个压力是不可以避免的
，But this pressure is unavoidable。
我们有时候啊，很怕我们的孩子承担压力啊
，Sometimes we are afraid for our children to be stressed。
哦，所以啊，有时候啊，我们都怕，我们都觉得，哎呀，孩子啊，你只要读书就好啦。
So we tell our kids just study, do that well, and that is good enough.
家里的事通通不用做啊。
As for the house chores, you don't need to care about that.
你只要读书考试啊就可以啦。
Don't mind those things, just study, do well in your exams.
因为我们不希望把任何的压力加在我们的孩子身上。
Because we don't want to impose burdens on our children.
啊，但是这种爱孩子的方法可能会造成很大的后果。
Still, this method of loving our children will cause undesired outcomes.
因为没有经历过压力，就没有办法抗压。
Because without experiencing the pressure, there is no way of coping with the pressure.
哦，所以我们常讲啊，现代的年轻人啊，后面的啊，你们叫草莓族啊。
We often say that the youth today are the strawberry generation.
为什么叫你们草莓族
？Why do we call you strawberries？
因为你们都很漂亮。
Because you are all very good looking.
营养好。
You are very well fed.
健康好。
Your health is very good.
长得又高又帅又漂亮。
You're tall and beautiful, nice to look at.
哦，家里对你们也很好。
Your homes have great way of treating you.
老爸老妈拼命做事赚钱来让你们享受生活。
Your parents do their very very best for you to enjoy life.
啊，是的，你们现在的一切都很好。
And true, everything is good today.
教育也很好。
Your education is also very good.
啊，但是有时候因为太好了。
But because it is too good sometimes.
所有的事情爸爸妈妈都帮你们包下来了。
Everything else that you need to worry, your parents took care of.
所有人生的困难，老爸老妈都帮你挡住了。
All the difficulties of life are being shielded by your parents.
使得你们成为新世代的草莓族。
Today you are the modern age strawberry generation.
草莓很漂亮。
Strawberries are very pretty.
草莓很甜很香。
They are very sweet, very fragrant.
但是草莓一捏就烂了。
But as soon as you squeeze them with your fingers, they are gone.
就是不能抗压力啊
That is to say, they cannot withstand the pressure.
哦，所以啊，平常看起来都没事。
So it seems, in ordinary day, they're fine.
但是，一遇到压力啊，就逃避，就失败啊。一遇到失败压力啊，就逃避啊，就认输了啊。
But whenever comes the pressure, they flee and they lose.
哦，所以前一阵子有一些新闻报道啊。
So not long ago, there was the news.
他说啊，亚洲现代的新一代哈
，saying that the new generation growing up in Asia，
有很多年轻人都不出去上班啊。
Doesn't actually go out and work。
哦，说在日本有超过200,000的男生女生加起来有超过300,000是不工作的，不工作的。
In Japan, and they said that the unemployment rate for the youth is upwards。
哦，不是只有 unemployed 哦，他们是连找工作都不找的，完全就是吃老爸吃老妈的。
Those who do not seek a job to begin with are upwards of 300,000。
啊，为什么？
Why？
他们说很多啊，那个毕业以后，学校毕业以后啊。
It's because many youth after they graduate from school。
啊，结果啊，出去面谈，哇，有压力，不要啊。
When they go go to an interview, they feel pressured and they want to avoid that.
第一个工作被老板骂了，受不了，不去了。
The first job when they are scolded by their supervisors, they cannot take it and they quit.
这个就叫做草莓族啊。
These are what we call the strawberry generation.
所以年轻人啊。
So youth.
你是草莓族吗？
Are you a strawberry?
爸爸妈妈啊。
Parents,
你是造成他们变成草莓的原因吗？
Have you cultivated strawberries in your house?
所以在这里啊，摩西对约书亚说啊。
So here Moses tells Joshua,
你
you,
你出去打仗
get out and fight,
你出去面对敌人
go and face the
enemy, 你出去承担压力
go and receive the pressure,
为什么？
Why?
因为在压力之下，你会越来越坚强。
For under pressure, you can become stronger.
所以我们今天有没有给我们孩子足够的压力？
Today, do we exert enough pressure on our children?
不要给过分的压力。
Of course, not overly pressure
them. 但是适度的压力是好的。
But appropriate pressure is good.
我还知道有我知道一个跟我同跟我差不多年纪的一个女孩子啊。
I know that there is a woman who is close to my age.
她从小就很会读书。
And since she was young, she was very good at studying.
所以她从来没有做过任何的家事。
So never did she do any house chore at all.
因为她妈妈、爸爸妈妈说，你只要读书就好，读书就好。
Because her mom, her dad told her just study, just study.
但是小女孩会长大。
But little girls grow up, don't they?
小女孩会嫁人啊。
They also marry, don't they?
她告诉我说，当她嫁人了以后啊。
She told me that after she was married,
她跟她的公公婆婆住在一起啊。
She lived with her in-laws.
她说一开始的日子好像地狱一样啊。
She said that the days in the beginning were like hell.
她连烧开水都搞不清楚啊。
She couldn't figure out how to boil water.
也不会煎蛋啊，什么都不会啊。
She know how to poach an egg or do anything.
所以啊，一开始她说身为人妻啊，一开始啊那种日子啊，真的很难过啊。
So she said that the days of a wife were like days in hell.
虽然她的婆婆没有讲什么。
Although her in-laws did not scold her in any way.
但是她自己觉得很难过啊。
She felt about herself.
嫁给人什么都不会。
Because she was married into someone else's family, but she did not know to do anything.
为什么？
Why?
因为她妈妈照顾得太好。
Because her mom took too much care of her.
但是她有感激吗？
But was she grateful for it?
其实没有。
No, not really.
因为她妈妈的过分保护，造成她后来人生的苦楚。
Because of her mom's excessive protection, she had much suffering.Following on her life.
我们来看一下耶利米哀歌啊。
Let's turn to Lamentations.
我们看耶利米哀歌的第三章。
Lamentations chapter
3. 耶利米哀歌第三章。
Lamentations chapter 3.
的第二十七节
，Verse 27，
耶利米哀歌的第三章的第二十，我们看二十六节哦。
Let us see Lamentations chapter 3, verse 26。
二十六节
，26。
人仰望神，静默等候他的救恩，这原是好的。二十七节
，27。
他在幼年负轭啊，人在幼年负轭，这原是好的。二十八节
，28。
他当独坐无言，因为这是神加在他身上的。好，那这里啊，这耶利米哀歌告诉我们哦
，This is what Lamentation tells us。
他说啊，一个人如果在年轻的时候。负轭是好事啊。
If a person submits to their yoke in their youth, this is good.
什么叫做负轭？
What do we mean by yoke?
负轭就是啊，那个加在牛身上要耕田的犁具哈。
The yoke is an instrument of plowing that is put on the ox.
就是责任。
That is to say, the responsibility.
就是压力。
It is pressure.
就是重担。
It is a burden.
那这里告诉我们说啊，人从幼年负轭是好的。
We are told that if a man bears the yoke in his youth, this is good.
为什么
？Why?
因为在经过压力之后，他会更加的坚强。
Because after the pressure, he shall become stronger.
所以我们常说啊
，We often say,
说穷人家的孩子。早当家嘛，对吧
？That the children of families who are poor are able in their doings。
是不是？你如果看那个比较那个家庭比较辛苦的人呢？
If you see families that have a harder financial situation，
你会发觉那个孩子啊，从小就很懂事啊。
You realize that the kids know how to behave themselves since they're young。
因为环境逼得他懂事。
Because the environment forces them to do so。
可能年纪很小啊，就会打扫，就会帮忙，就会整理家里，会煮饭啊。
Even when they're kids, they know how to cook, how to clean the house, how to do the house chores.
为什么
？Why?
因为他家里从小给他的压力啊。
Because they receive the pressure from their family.
所以被逼的什么都会。
So they are forced to know how to do everything.
啊，你看什么人是什么都不会的、啊、
？And you still see people who don't know to do anything.
有时候就是家里环境太好。
Probably those families who have very good
什么事情都有人帮你做好。
Because there is people to take care of everything.
啊，这种啊就是什么都不会的啊、哦。
These are the people who end up learning nothing.
哦，所以我们今天作为父母的啊。
So today as parents.
啊，这个选择是我们的。
The choice is ours.
我们是要把孩子养成啊。养成那个草莓呢
？Do we want to train our children to grow up to be strawberries？
还是要把它养成苹果呢
？Or to be apples？
哎，都很好吃啊
！They are all very tasty。
都有价值啊
！They all have their intrinsic value。
但是一个很结实
，But one is very realistic and strong。
一个一捏就烂掉了、啊。
The other one is flattened with the squeezing of two fingers。
哦，所以在这里啊，摩西啊，把责任担负在约书亚的肩头上啊。
Here Moses places the burden on the shoulders of Joshua。
作为父母亲的。
And as parents,
作为宗教教育的老师
as our teachers,
我们也需要将适度的压力交给我们的孩子
We need to put suitable pressure on our children
在创世纪里面、哦、
In the book of Genesis
我们来看一下创世纪
Let us turn to Genesis
创世纪的第二十二章
Genesis chapter 22
创世纪的第二十二章
Genesis chapter 22
第六节
Verse 6
创世纪的二十二章的第六节
Genesis chapter 22 verse 6
第六节
6.
亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上自己手里拿着火与刀于是两人同行啊，那这里是神对亚伯拉罕的试炼啊、哦、
This is the training that Abraham went through.
我们看一下第一节
Verse 1
创世纪二十二章第一节
Chapter 22 verse 1
这些事以后神要试验亚伯拉罕就呼叫他说亚伯拉罕他说我在这里二节
2.
神说带着你的儿子就是你独生的儿子你所爱的以撒往摩利亚地去我在我所指示你的山上把它献为燔祭好那这里啊神叫亚伯拉罕把他儿子献上
God told Abraham here to offer up his son as a sacrifice
你有时候看这个神跟亚伯拉罕讲话很气人的
So now when you see how God speaks to Abraham it is very annoying in a way
你看神怎么跟亚伯拉罕讲
So how did God talk to Abraham
带着你的儿子
Take your son
你独生的儿子
Your only son
你所爱的儿子啊，真是气人啊
The son whom you love this is to provoke angerThe anger of Abraham, isn't it?
如果你是亚伯拉罕
If you were Abraham,
你会怎么感觉
What would be your reaction?
你干嘛这样子提醒我啊
Why do you need to put it that way?
那、啊、当然也有另外一个可能啊
Of course, there is the other possibility.
如果神说带着你的儿子把他献上、哦、
Because if God had told take your son and sacrifice him,、
啊、搞不好你就把以实玛利带去献掉了、哦、
Maybe you choose Ishmael and offer him up.
哦，所以神特别跟他讲啊
So God told him specifically,
你的儿子、哦
哦、Your son.
你独生的那个
，Your only son，
哦，你所爱的以撒
，Isaac whom you love，
哦，把他献上作为燔祭啊
，Offer him as a burnt sacrifice。
亚伯拉罕就听话，亚伯拉罕听话了
，Abraham then complied and obeyed。
哦，就要把他的儿子带去献为燔祭啊
，And he prepared himself to take his son。
你可以想象一个爸爸带着他很爱的孩子
，So imagine a father taking his beloved son，
很爱他。
He loves him dearly,
但是马上要牺牲他了。
But now he's about to be sacrificed.
你就牵着他的手这样一起走啊。
So hand in hand, you walk with your son.
啊，这个时候呢，亚伯拉罕做了一件事情。
Now Abraham did something.
亚伯拉罕做了一件非常非常重要的事情。
It is something very important.
是对我们今天每一个父母亲都必须要做的事情。
Which is something we need to follow today as parents.
他说，亚伯拉罕把柴放在以撒的身上啊
！The Bible says that Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac.
你独生的儿子
，Your only son.
你所爱的儿子
，The son whom you love.
你要献祭的儿子
，The son who you are about to offer.
哇，这时候心很痛啊！我最爱的孩子啊
！Now my heart is aching for the son I love.
马上就要把他献为燔祭啦
！He's about to be burned up as a sacrifice.
亚伯拉罕一样把柴放在他的肩膀上面啊
！Still Abraham placed the wood of offering on the shoulders of Isaac.
所以亚伯拉罕从来不溺爱他的孩子的。
So Abraham never spoiled his child.
不乱爱他的孩子。
But rather he loved him.
但是他不溺爱他的孩子。
He did not spoil him, but loved him suitably.
哦，所以啊，今天作为父母亲的
，Today then as parents,
宗教教育的老师
，as our instructors,
我们记得啊，把柴担在儿子的肩头上啊。
Let us be reminded to put the wood on the shoulders.
因为少年负轭是好事。
Because it is good for a man to carry the yoke in his youth.
你希望你的孩子在年幼的时候能够承受一些压力跟责任。
If you want your children to withstand some pressure in their youth,
总比他以后出了社会遇到严重的打击的好吧。
It is better for them to face the challenges of society later on.
有时候我们的孩子保护得太好。
Sometimes we surround and protect our children too much.
所以一辈子没有遇到挫折。
So their life, they don't know what adversity is.
但是你不可能保护他一辈子啊。
It is impossible for you to guard them from everything for their life.
总有一天他要离开你。
One day they shall depart from you.
总有一天他要去面对残酷的社会。
One day they shall face a cruel society.
总有一天他要面对现实的生活。
One day they will be faced with the realities of life.
请问你的保护到最后对他是好还是不好？
I ask you, was your protection good or bad?
哦，所以适度的压力。
So a suitable pressure.
不要舍不得。
It is something that we should not hold back.
所以摩西说，约书亚，你出去打仗。
Moses told Joshua, go out and fight.
那在这里啊，摩西，我们再看回来，出埃及记十七章哦。
So we turn to Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记的第十七章。
Exodus chapter 17.
第九节。
Verse 9.
出埃及记的十七章第九节
，Exodus chapter 17 verse 9。
他说：“摩西对约书亚说，你为我们选出人来，出去与亚玛利人征战。”哦，那这里啊，摩西对约书亚有一个托付啊。
Here Moses has an entrustment to Joshua。
他说：“你为我们选出人来啊。
”Saying choose some men for us。
为什么他这样子讲
？Why does he say this？
因为他对约书亚很信任啊。
Because he is trusting of Joshua。
约书亚是战士。
Joshua is a warrior。
所以约书亚对打战的事非常熟悉啊。
Naturally, he is very versed in the things concerning battle。
那自然而然，他对能打仗的人也很熟悉啊。
Logically, Joshua is acquainted with those who are able to fight.
谁能做什么，他很清楚啊。
He knows very well who can do what.
摩西已经老了。
Moses is already old.
跟着摩西同一个年代的人都已经过去了。
And those who grew up with Moses already passed.
就算还没有过去，年纪也大了。
Even those who still remain alive are old already.
所以这个时候，摩西啊，告诉约书亚啊。
So Moses here tells Joshua.
我们要打仗啊。
We need to fight.
你去选人啊。
Go and choose men for the battle.
这是一种信任。
This is an entrustment.
为什么？
Why?
因为他知道约书亚能做得比他更好。
It is because Moses knows that Joshua can do a better job than himself.
如果是摩西自己去选啊。
If Moses decided to pick the warriors himself.
哇，糟糕啊，年轻人我都不认识啊。
He would say, oh, what I'm gonna do? I don't know anyone here.
你啊，走啊。
How about you? You and you. Let's go.
啊，结果挑到一堆不会打仗的人啊。
So he chose these people who don't know how to fight.
哇，上战场可能就很惨啊。
In the battlefield,Then the outcome is a disaster.
所以摩西很信任约书亚的判断。
Moses then confided in the judgment of Joshua.
既然把工作交给你了，就是要信任你啊。
And if the job is placed in your hand, then it means that we trust in you.
所以当你把一个工人放在一个位置
，So when you put a worker in a certain position,
就要学习信任。
Then learn how to entrust.
更要学习放手啊。
Learn also to yield.
有时候我们跟摩西不一样啊。
Sometimes we act differently than Moses.
我们虽然知道自己老了
，although we know that we are old，
我们知道自己要过去
，we know that we are about to pass，
我们知道啊，我们的时代已经不一样了
，we know very well that this generation has changed。
哦，所以啊，有个诗人啊，清朝的诗人说啊。江山代有人才出啊！
There is a poet from the Qing Dynasty that says that the generations come and go, by and through the mountains.
哦，各领风骚数百年啊！
That is to say, they cannot withstand the trials of time.
他说啊，每一个时代啊，都有高手啊。
Or rather, the saying says that in each generation there are those who are.
每一个年代都有天才。
What they do, there are very gifted people in each generation.
你可能是这个年代的天才。
Maybe you are the genius of this generation.
你可能是这个年代的人才。
Maybe you are very gifted in this era.
但是你的时间会过去啊。
But your time will pass.
所以一代又一代的过去。
So one generation after generation passes.
你的时代已经过了。
Your generation is past.
有新的新生代上来了。
Now comes a new generation that rises.
那这个时候我们怎么样放置自己的 position 呢？我们怎么样放自己的位置就非常重要哦。
Then comes the important matter of how to let go of our position.
有的人放不掉啊。
Some people cannot.
紧紧抓着放不掉啊。
They grasp on. to it for their dear life.
哦，好了好了，今天工作交给你。
And they say, okay, the work now is passed on to you.
但是我什么都要伸手去管。
But in the background, they still have a hand on it.
手伸得很长啊。
And their hand is extended, stretching outward.
哦，这种啊不是好工人啊，跟摩西不一样啊。
These are not good workers like Moses was.
一个好的工人。
A good worker,
眼光要好,
has a good vision,
判断要准,
they also discern well as well.
这个是从经验哦，老人家的累积的经验来的哦。
This comes from the experience accumulated for many, many years.
所以摩西是老人家啊。
So Moses was an old man at
this time. 但是他看人很准哦。
But he was able to see people with a sharp eye.
约书亚可以用。
Joshua is a man suitable for use.
既然可以用，就交给他了。
Since he can be utilized, then the work is entrusted to him.
所以他对约书亚说：“你去选出人来。”
So he told Joshua, "Go and choose people for the battle."
他没有说你用我给你的人。
He did not say, "Then utilize the people who I have assigned for you to use."
因为有些人是摩西熟的、啊。
Some people are those with whom Moses is familiar.
有些人是摩西信任的、
啊。And Moses is more trusting of other people.
可是这时候如果摩西坚持一定要用他自己的人。
But if Moses would insist on using his own personnel,
啊，这个工作可能就会非常的困难哦。
Then the job might become difficult.
所以我们用一个人就要相信他。
When we use someone, we trust them fully.
哦，不要手不要伸得太长。
And then let us not reach out too far.
不要什么都过问。
Let us not be overly concerned with everything.
哦，所以这是一个教会里面的领导，教会里面的负责人必须要有的观念啊。
These are the qualities and the mentality that the leaders of the church need to
have. 你必须要知道。
You need to know.
但是你不用去干涉。
But you don't need to interfere.
哦，就像摩西这样子哦。
Just like Moses did.
让你去选出人来。
Allowing people to choose the men for the battle.
我们看回来出埃及记第十七章啊。
Let's continue with chapter 17.
哦，所以这个是摩西对约书亚的一个托付啊。
This is the entrustment of Moses to Joshua.
摩西懂得怎么分工。
Moses knew how to divide the labor.
摩西懂得给年轻人压力。
And he knew how to put the pressure on the youth.
摩西更懂得信任所选出来的人。
Moreover, he knew how to trust on those whom he chose.
哦，所以我们今天也要尊重年轻人的选择啊。
Today also let us respect the decisions made by the youth.
我们要学习把一些决定的权利下放给人家。
Let us learn also to give the authority of decision to others.
所以一个负责人怎么样做得轻松
？So how can a board member have an easy period through church as a board member.
就是用正确的人来做正确的事情。
It is to use the suitable people for the suitable jobs.
同时也是用信任的人，然后把选择权力交给他们。
At the same time, it's use those who they trust and trust them with the power and authority of decision.
那你的工作是什么
？What is your job then?
你的工作是知道。
Your job is to be in the know.
你不参与，你不干涉。
You don't interfere, you don't participate.
但是你要知道发生了什么事情。
But you need to be acquainted with the happenings in the church.
哦，所以在发生一些状况的时候，你知道什么时候你必须要出手去挡一下。
So when there is an issue, you know when to act and when to step in.
你就会像摩西一样有经验的老工人啊。
Like Moses, you'll become well versed and experienced.
我们看回来出埃及记十七章啊。
Let's return to Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记的第十七章。
Exodus chapter 17.
十七章的第九节。
Chapter 17, verse 9.
那九节说：“明日我要手里拿着神的杖。”站在山顶上第十节，于是约书亚就照着摩西对他所说的话行，和亚玛利人征战。摩西、亚伦、户尔都上了山顶。好，那这里告诉我们说啊，这个当摩西托付完约书亚以后、
It says that after Moses entrusted this work to Joshua,
摩西托付之后啊，有摩西的榜样啊。
After that, there was the model that Moses gave.
摩西的榜样是什么
？What is this model in question?
啊，这里说啊，他上到山顶上祷告。
The Bible says that he stood on the top of the mountain.
所以教会里面只有不做工的人。
So in the church, there are those who do not work.
没有不能做工的人。
There are no those who cannot work.
有，只要你有心，一定有工作可以做。
If you have the heart, there is something that you can do for the
不管你几岁
，No matter your age，
不管你的身体状况
，No matter your health，
不管你的学历
No matter your education, your accomplishments.
只要你愿意，一定有工作可以做。
As long as there is a will, there is a way.
摩西年纪大了。
Moses was old at this time.
他对自己很清楚啊。
But he was very clear about himself.
他说他最强的优点是什么
？He knew what was his strongest virtue.
摩西最强的优点是什么
？What was Moses' strongest point?
不是拔刀上阵跟人对砍啊。
Not to take out the sword from the sheep and fight with others.
那个是年轻人的事情啊。
That is something that the youth.
摩西最强的优点是什么
？But rather, what was Moses' strong point?
上山祷告，他跟神的关系很好啊。
To go out to the mountain and pray for his relation with God was very good.
哦，所以在这里讲说，摩西就手里拿着神的杖上山祷告啊。
It says here that Moses took up the rod of God in his hand and went to the mountain to pray.
哦，所以作为一个年长的工人
，So today as the elderly workers of the church，
或许我们不像新生代这么有活力。
Maybe we are not vibrant and lively like the younger generation.
或许我们不像新生代语言能力很好。
Maybe not like a younger generation. We are very skilled in languages.
但是我们一定有一项优点。
But still, we must have a virtue.
我们最强的是什么
？And what is it？
就是我们应该要跟神的关系很好。
This is that our relationship with God should be very good.
哦，所以我们的祷告可以决定这场战争的胜败啊。
A person can determine the victory or failure of this battle.
教会圣工也是一样啊。
The same thing applies to holy
work. 年轻人可以做得很努力。
The youth can do their best effort.
但是如果啊，年长者从来不祷告啊。
But if the elderly workers do not pray,
这样的教会不会发展的啊。
This church will not prosper.
所以我们年轻人可以做很多事情啊。
So the youth can be very diligent.
我们可以去发传单。
We can go out and hand out flyers.
我们可以带人来教会。
We can bring people to church.
我们可以有接待
，We can be ushers。
我们可以举办很多活动
，We can do many events here.
但是如果教会里面的年长者从来不祷告
，But if the elderly workers do not pray，
这场战争我们是打不赢的
，Then this battle is bound for a loss。
所以责任在我们的肩膀上面啊
，So the burden has been entrusted to our shoulders。
你上一次上山祷告是什么时候
？When was the last time you went to the top of the hill to pray？
还是你觉得说这与我无干呐
？Do you feel that has nothing to do with me？
啊，我又不是年轻人，这年轻人去做就好啦。
This is the matter of the youth doesn't concern me。
如果你这样想，你就错了。
If this is your mentality, you're wrong。
因为胜败在于摩西的祷告啊。
Because the victory is in Moses' prayer。
胜败在于你的祷告。
The victory today is in your hand in your prayer。
但是你的祷告要有效。
Your prayer needs to be effective。
这里有两个要求啊。
Here there are two requirements。
摩西在这里给所有的长辈留下一个榜样啊。
Moses here gives an example to all his fellow workers。
年长者，你要决定胜败，决定战争的胜败是有要求的。
My fellow elderly workers, there is a requisite to the victory of this battle.
不是年纪大头发白就可以啊。
It is not that if your hair is white and you're old, then that is enough.
这里有两个要求哦。
But there are two requirements.
第一个要求
，First,
你手里拿着神的杖。
Take up the rod of God in your hand.
这个杖是什么
？What is this rod?
这个杖是行神迹的杖啊。
This rod is the rod that performs wonders.
这个杖是拯救以色列百姓出埃及的杖啊。
This rod is the rod of salvation that leads the people out of Egypt.
这个杖是分开红海的杖。
This rod is the job that parts the seas.
这个杖是叫磐石出水的杖啊。
This rod makes the water flow.
这个杖是神权柄同在的杖啊。
This rod is the sign of the abundance of God.
所以叫做手里拿着神的杖啊。
So it is said the rod that it is in the hand.
你手里拿什么
？What is in your hand today?
你手里有拿着神的杖吗
？Do you have God's rod in your hand?
还是拿着你自己的杖
？Or is it your own personal rod?
还是杖早就不知道丢去哪里了，两手空空。
Did you lose the rod without knowing long time ago?
所以今天你的祷告要有效。
Today your prayers need to be effective.
你要能够决定教会的发展。
And you need to be able to decide the trajectory of the church.
你必须要手中有神权柄的记号啊。
You therefore need a sign of the might of God in your hand.
神的权柄记号为什么在你手上
？Why is it that the authority of God is in your hand today?
为什么
？Why?
为什么要在你的手上
？Why in your hand?
圣经里面讲说摩西是神全家尽忠的仆人啊。
The Bible says that Moses was a faithful worker in his family.
哦，所以啊，因为他忠心。
In the family of God, rather, and because he was faithful.
所以神的权柄就出现在他的手上啊。
Then the authority of God was manifested.
所以今天如果你要得到神的权柄
，If today you want to receive the power of God,
你必须要做一个忠心的工人啊。
You need to be a faithful worker.
啊，我们看一下提摩太前书哦。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
看提摩太前书。
First Timothy.
提摩太前书第一章第十二节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 12。
提摩太前书一章十二节。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 12。
这里说我感谢那给我力量的我们主耶稣基督，因他以我有忠心派我服侍他哦。
Verse 12, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has enabled me because he counted me faithful putting me into the ministry.
哦、摩西手里拿着神的杖
Moses held the rod of God in his hand.
因为他是神全家尽忠的工人
For he was faithful in the household of God.
保罗手里拿着神的杖
Paul also carried the rod of God in his hand.
这里说因他以我有忠心啊
Here,says because he was counted as faithful.
什么人有资格手里拿着神的杖？
Who are they who are worthy to carry the rod of God?
就是忠心服事的工人啊。
They are those who serve diligently and faithfully.
所以你手里拿的是什么？
So what is in your hand today?
你手里拿着神的杖吗？
Do you carry the rod of God?
还是你两手空空不知道该怎么办？
Are you empty-handed, not knowing what to do?
所以在这里告诉我们啊。
So here we are told.
在教会里面，你必须要有权柄啊。
In the church, there needs to be authority.
但是这个权柄啊，不是自己得到的。
The authority is not self-sought.
这里权柄啊，不是自己创造的。
It is not self-created.
啊，这个权柄啊，不是靠你那个很凶悍、大吼大叫得到的、啊。
It is not acquired through violence and through cruelty.
哦，所以啊，什么叫做权柄
？So what is authority?
有人搞错啦。
Some people got it wrong.
他以为在教会里哦，你做这个，你做那个，哦，我很有权柄啊。
Some feel that if you are able to tell to this one, do this, do that, then you have authority.
那个不是权柄。
That is not authority.
那个叫做滥用，那个叫辖制。
And that is a submission and abuse of power.
我们看一下彼得前书的第五章哦。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书的第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章的第二节。
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2.
彼得前书五章第二节
First Peter chapter 5 verse 2
啊，这里说务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按照神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心；不是出于贪财，乃是出于乐意；也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。第四节
Four.
到了牧长显现的时候，你们就必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。哦，那这里告诉我们说啊，我们得到这个权柄为的是什么？
We are told here why we receive the authority.
这个权柄不是你自己去得到的。
It is something that you fought for yourself.
不是你自己去哇用一些方法来创造出来的。
It is not something that you created out of nothing.
哦，这里说啊，乃是啊，不是辖制，乃是做榜样啊。
Here we are told that not as lord or oppressors, but rather as examples.
所以我们看到教会里有些长辈啊。
Today we see some elderly members of a church.
他们给我们留下很好的榜样啊。
And they gave us a wonderful example.
他们的温柔，他们的谦卑，给我们留下很好的榜样啊。
Their gentleness and humility are a model for our life.
哦，所以啊，虽然他们很安静
，although they are very quiet，
但是自然而然大家都听他们的。
Naturally, people listen to them.
为什么
？Why？
因为他们自然中带着属灵的权柄啊。
Because naturally they carry an intrinsic spiritual authority.
在他们的安静中看到属神的力量。
In their quietness, people can see the power that belongs to God.
哦，所以啊，这里啊，啊，所以在这里我们看到哦。
So here, this is what we see.
摩西手里拿着神的杖。
Moses carried the rod of God in his
hand. 这个杖是神所赐的。
And this rod is entrusted by God.
所以约书亚听他的。
So Joshua submitted to Moses.
所以以色列百姓听他的。
The Israelites submitted to Moses.
所以只要他举杖。神就让他得胜。
As long as he raised up the rod, God granted him the victory.
所以我们再一次问问自己啊。
So, once again, let us ask ourselves.
请问你手中拿的是什么
？Why do you carry in your hands?
为什么你的孩子不听你的话
？Why is it that your children don't listen to you?
啊，为什么你的学生不听你的话
？Why don't your students listen to you？
你手上拿着不是神的杖啊
！In your hand you don't have the rod of God。
有的老师手里拿的是棒棒糖啊
！Some people carry popsicles in their hands。
哦，你乖，我就给你吃哦，给你好吃的。
And they tell the students if you behave, this is yours。
讨好学生没有用的。
They try to treat the students in this way, bribing them, but that doesn't work.
有的是手里拿着自己的棍子啊。
Some people carry their own hitting rod.
你不听我就揍你。
If you don't listen, then the beating comes.
有时候自己根本就不对嘛。
Sometimes we are wrong ourselves in the beginning.
自己讲的话根本不符合圣经。
We say things that are not according to the Bible.
自己根本没有信仰的基础。
And we don't have a fundament to our faith.
当然你的孩子就不听你的啦。
Of course, your children won't listen to you.
哦，不听你就拿你自己的棍子乱打。
And if they don't listen to you, you take your own personal rod to hit up the
都不对的啊。
This is all wrong.
你要怎么样让你的孩子听你的话？
So how do you make your children obey you?
你要怎么样让年轻人效法你的榜样？
How do you make the youth follow your example?
你要怎么样让你的学生尊重你做老师？
How do you make your students respect you as a teacher?
手里拿着神的权柄。
And carry the power of God in your hand.
是神赐给你的。
Which is granted to you by God.
因为你是个忠心的仆人。
Because you have been a faithful worker.
那在这里告诉我们说啊，摩西就来到山顶上啊。
Here it is said that Moses came to the top of the hill.
所以啊，作为一个有权柄的长辈啊
，as an elderly worker with authority，
你有两个，你必须要做到两件事情啊。
There are two things you need to do.
我们第一个讲说，你要得到手中要拥有神的杖啊。
We mentioned the first thing is to carry the rod of God.
第二个要求啊
，the second，
他说你要站在山顶上啊。
As it is said here, you need to stand on the top of the hill.
什么叫做站在山顶上
？What does it mean to stand on the top of the
hill？ 站在山顶上就是你的眼界很广啊，你看得很清楚啊。
This means that you need to extend your vision and see things clearly.
什么叫做一个属灵的山顶
？What is a spiritual mountain top？
就是你站在属灵的高峰，你看得很清楚神的旨意是什么啊
？It means that standing at the apex of spirituality, you can see God's will very clearly.
所以摩西啊，他必须要来到山顶上。
Moses knew that he needed to come to the top of the hill.
他的祷告才能够有效。
For his prayers to be effective.
我们今天也必须要来到山顶上。
Today also we need to come to the top of the mountain.
我们的祷告才会有效。
That our prayers might also be effective.
什么叫做来到山顶上？
What do we call coming to the mountain?
叫做属灵的高点。
This is to come to the spiritual heights.
是借着灵修的功夫慢慢往上爬的。
Accomplished through climbing, through our spiritual cultivation.
今天呢，有的人很热心啊。
Today many people are zealous.
有的人很喜欢服事啊。
Some people are very eager to serve.
但是你会发觉，有时候有的人越服事越糟糕啊。
But then you realize the more some people serve, the more terrible the situation becomes.
越热心，教会越混乱啊。
The more the zeal, the more chaos in church.
为什么？
Why?
因为他站在山脚下。
Because they stand at the foot of the mountain.
所以他根本看不清楚战场。
And they cannot see the battlefield clearly.
他根本不知道要往哪边祷告。
They don't know where to direct the prayers.
他更不知道神的旨意是什么。
Neither do they know the will of God.
所以站在山脚下是没有用的。
To stand at the foot of the hill is useless.
所以不灵修的工人。
So those workers who do not spiritually cultivate.
一个如果不读经祷告聚会的工人。
If a worker does not come to service, pray and read the Bible.
他可以很热心。
They can be very zealous.
他可以很聪明。
They can be very intelligent.
他可以能力很强，口才很好。
They can be very eloquent and capable.
但是他们的服事有时候成为教会混乱的根源。
But still, the service can become the root of the chaos in church.
所以今天一个人要服事。
So today, if someone wants to serve.
今天一个人祷告要蒙神垂听。
If someone wants to have their prayers listened by God.
今天一个工人要能够决定一场战场的胜败。
If a worker is to decide the defeat or victory in the battle.
不止手里拿着神的杖。
Not only let him carry the rod of God in their hand.
你更要爬到山顶上啊。
Rather, they need to stand on the top of the hill.
借着祷告
through prayer,
借着读经
through Bible reading,
借着常常聚会
through coming to service,
使得我们能够不断的辛苦的往上爬。
Let us strive forward and climb upwards.
当我们站到山顶上
when we are standing at the top,
我们眼睛就看得清楚了。
I shall be able to see.
当我们常常灵修
when we spiritual cultivate ourselves,
我们对神的旨意就会明白了。
Then the will of God will become apparent to us.
所以我们看到有些长辈啊
so we see some of our elderly workers,
真的给我们留下很好很好的榜样啊。
We notice that they left us a wonderful example.
有时候他们话很少，话很少的。
Sometimes their words are few.
但是他们有时候一开口。
But those
大家就接受了啊。
The words that come out of their mouths are readily accepted by everyone.
大家接受不是因为他年纪大啊。
And those words are accepted not because of the age of the person.
大家接受是因为他开口有智慧啊。
But rather because the words carry wisdom.
他一开口就带着神的力量啊。
When they speak, the power of God is within.
他一开口就看到神所托付的神所讲神的旨意啊。
When they speak, the will of God is manifested.
所以啊，一定要站在山顶上。
So let us stand on the top of the hill.
我们今天啊，我们作为教会里面的年长者呢
？Today, as the elderly generation of workers in the church,
有时候我们看到教会有很多需要帮助的地方。
We might see many places where the church has needs.
但有时候我们意见很多。
Sometimes we have many opinions.
讲的很多，意见很多。
We talk much, we become opinionated.
但是对教会都没有帮助。
But this doesn't help the church.
讲了很多，教会都没有人知道你在讲什么。
If you talk left and right, the church still doesn't know what is needed.
讲的很多，那个意见没有，教会没有人愿意支持。
Your complaints or suggestions are not taken by the church.
不要怪别人。
But don't blame others.
不要说教会不会尊重老人家。
Don't say that the church doesn't respect the elderly.
这个老人家不见得是年纪老哈，不是年纪老哈。
when we say elderly, we are not talking about physical age only.
老工人啊，工作时间很长的老工人啊。
We talk about workers who have many years of service.
有时候啊，为什么讲话没有人要听
？Why is it that when you speak, no one listens?
哦，讲了半天，你讲什么，没有人听得懂。
No matter how hard you try, people don't understand what you are talking about.
因为你常常是，因为有时候我们是站在山脚下随便乱指挥啊。
Sometimes because we direct very sloppily at the foot of the mountain.
你看不到战场。
You do not see the battlefield.
你不知道神的旨意。
You don't know the will of God.
你根本不知道，你不知道你要祷告的方向是什么。
And you don't know where your prayers should be directed.
所以要来到山顶上。
So you need to come to the top of the hill.
让你的眼睛明亮。
That your eyes might be sharp.
常常灵修祷告。
Pray and often spiritual cultivate yourself.
使你的祷告有神的力量。
That your prayers might have the power that comes from God.
手里拿着神的杖。
Carry then the rod of God.
有神与你同在的证据。
So that there is the sign of the abundance of God.
自然就能像摩西一样得到众人的尊重。
Naturally then people will honor and respect you.
所以尊重不是自然来的。
So respect is not something that comes naturally.
尊重是要自己努力赢得的。
But respect is gained.
我们看回来。
Let's return.
所以摩西的榜样是拿着神的杖站在山顶上。
Moses' example then consists on holding on to the rod of God and standing at the top of the mountain.
我们看回来出埃及记。
Let's return to Exodus.
出埃及记第十七章。
Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章十四节。
Exodus chapter 17, verse 14.
我们看十三节。
See verse 13.
十三节，约书亚用刀杀了亚玛利王和他的百姓。十四节，神对摩西说：“我要将亚玛利的名号从天下全然涂抹。你要将这话写在书上做纪念，又念给约书亚听。”好，那这里啊，这是他们打完仗以后的交代啊。
This is the entrustment that occurred after the battle.
这个叫做摩西的提醒啊。
Called the reminder of Moses.
摩西的托付。
The passing on of the mission of Moses.
摩西的榜样。
Moses' example.
摩西的提醒。
Moses' reminder.
是今天给所有的老工人，我们必须要学的。
All these things are for us, the elderly generation, to learn.
那到最后这个提醒是什么？
So what does the reminder consist?
神对摩西说啊，你把这话写在书上啊。
God told Moses, write these things in the book.
为什么要写在书上？
Why on a book?
因为写在书上，后代的子孙才能够念得到啊。
It is for a memorial for the later generations to learn.
因为啊，我们人生当中经历了很多事情啊。
We experience many things throughout our lifetime.
是不是很多老工人啊，生命当中经历很多神迹奇事啊？
Isn't it true that many experienced workers saw many signs and wonders of God?
我们在生命当中看到神很多的作为。
In our lives, we see the works of God.
我们亲身体验到神很多的帮助。
Personally, we experience the assistance of God.
使我们今天信仰能够维持到今天。
That today our faith can stand to present.
所以啊，这些也要写下来啊。
These things need to be written down.
神说你要把恩典记下来啊。
God says, write down the grace of God.
所以我们看以色列人啊，他们很喜欢立石柱、立石碑啊。
So we see the Israelites like to erect monuments to commemorate several events.
为什么要立石碑？
Why do they have this memorial?
所以啊，后代子孙看到了就说：“哎，这是什么？这是什么？”
It is so that when the later generations come, they ask, "What is this?"
老人家就说：“哎呀，这是啊，当初神怎么样帮助我们的记号。”
The older generation will say, "This is how God helped us in our early days."
所以啊，我们要把我们的恩典记下来啊。
Let us then remember and write down the grace we receive from God.
我们每一个人生命当中都有一些恩典啊。
In our lives, we have the grace of God.
我们为什么来信耶稣？
Why did we come to believe?Believe in Christ.
我们遇到苦难，神怎么样帮助我们？
How did God help us when we were in trouble?
你要把它记住啊。
These things we need to remember.
把它写下来。
We need to write them down.
如果你脑记性不好，把它写下来。
If your memory fails you, write them down.
即使你记性很好哦。
And even if you have a good memory.
你永远都不知道哦，有时候老了啊，记性越来越坏啊。
You never know how good your memory will be when you're old.
所以写下来。
So write them down.
写下来有几个好处哦。
Because it has several benefits.
第一个好处哦。
First.
你以后啊，你如果记不清楚，你可以回去看嘛。
Another day, you don't remember clearly, you can come back and read it.
让你提醒自己啊。
So you are reminded of what happened.
第二个好处哦。
Second,
当你以后，当你软弱的时候，你回去看啊，哇，就得到坚强啊。
When you feel weak, you return and see how God helped you with His grace, you are strengthened.
第三个好处啊。
The third benefit,
当你的后代的子孙一看啊，原来我家恩典这么多啊。
When your children and grandchildren read it, they see, oh, I didn't know there was so much grace that occurred in our family.
写下来。 来
write it down,
要纪念
and commemorate it.
神对约书亚说啊，你神对摩西说，把它写在书上啊。
God told Moses, write it down in the book.
哦，所以我们今天要问自己一个问题啊。
Today, let us ask ourselves this.
如果你今天是信仰的第一代
，If you are the first generation in this church,
请问你得到的恩典，你有没有记下来
？Let me ask you, have you recorded the grace you received?
啊，不要说你记性很好啦。
Don't say that your memory is good.
你记性真的有这么好吗
？Is it really that good?
好记性不如烂笔头啊，总有一天会忘记啊。
I told you that a sloppy record is better than a good memory.
哦，因为啊，你今天记得很清楚，十年以后可能有些细节就忘记啦。
Because what you think you remember well today, 10 years later will be lost in the details.
哦，所以今天作为信仰的第一代啊。
So,If you are the first generation,
你有没有把它记下来
？In the faith, have you recorded the grace of God?
然后你有没有把恩典告诉你的后代子孙
？And have you recounted God's blessing to your next generation?
如果你不是信仰的第一代啊
，If you are not the first generation,
第二代、第三代、第四代啊
，Be the second, third, or fourth.
请问你知道你们的你？请问你知道？你们的祖先或者是你们的爷爷奶奶爸爸妈妈为什么来信耶稣吗
Let me ask you, do you know how your parents, your grandparents came to believe?
你知道他们生命当中经历什么样的恩典吗
Do you know what sort of grace in life made them come to Christ?
如果你什么都不知道、
If you have not a clue,
赶快去问清楚啊
Then go and find out quickly.
哦，因为啊，这对我们的信仰很重要的啊。
This is very important to our faith.
哦，所以啊，在这里啊，神对摩西说，写在书上。
This is why God tells Moses, write it in the book.
要做纪念。
For a memorial,
使后代的子孙都看见、听见、知道、明白。
That the generations to come will know, will listen to it and will understand.
那、在这里又做了另外一个交代啊、
There is also a further entrustment.
他说又要念给约书亚听啊。
Read it also in the hearing of Joshua.
这是很奇怪的一个记载啊。
This is very strange.
约书亚不是有参加吗
？Didn't Joshua participate in this?
约书亚不是在前面打仗的那一个吗
？Wasn't he in the front lines of the battle?
为什么要跟约书亚讲
？Why is the need to recount?To Joshua.
啊，这个很重要哦。
This is important.
这是神托付摩西一个最重要的工作。
This is one of the most important works that God assigned to Moses.
比跟亚玛利人打仗还重要啊。
Even more important than the battle against the Amalekites.
这是老工人最重要的一个工作啊。
It is the most important work of an elderly worker.
为什么要告诉约书亚
？Why tell Joshua?
因为约书亚虽然身在战场上
，Because although Joshua was physically present,
打得很辛苦，打得很努力
，and he fought with due diligence.
但是他可能没有回头看看山上，没有哦。
Maybe he didn't have the chance to look back and look onto the mountain.
所以他不知道摩西举手他就得胜，摩西垂手他就失败，没有，他可能没有看到啊。
He wasn't aware that when Moses rose his hands, he was victorious, and when he laid his hand down, he was defeated.
如果你没有告诉他哦
，if he wasn't told that,
他可能以为觉得说，你看我很努力，所以我们打赢了。
Likely he will think that the victory is a result of his effort.
你看我们大家勇士拼命，所以我们打败亚玛利人。
He'll think, look, we the warriors fought bravely, and that is why the victory is ours today.
有时候就觉得自己蛮不错的哦。
And then we feel that we are not that bad.
啊，在这里啊，神告诉摩西啊。
Here, God told Moses.
你一定要念给约书亚听。
You have to.Recount in the hearing of Joshua,
让他有一个正确的认识
that he has the right understanding of the matter.
就是战争的胜败不在人的努力啊。
It is to say the victory of the battle is not a given to him who is diligent.
战争的胜败在于那双祷告的手。
But rather, it is determined by the hands of prayer.
手上一定要有神的杖。
The hands must carry the rod of God.
所以战争的胜败不是年轻人。
The outcome of theBattle doesn't depend on the youth.
但是战争的胜败也不是老年人啊。
Neither does it depend on the elderly workers.
决定的是神的杖。
What determines everything is the rod of God.
当神的杖被高举了。
When the rod of God is exalted.
当神的能力临到。
When the power of God is displayed.
当神的帮助来了。
When the help of God is nigh.
自然就会得胜啊。
Then comes the victory.
所以神对摩西说啊，你要告诉约书亚。
So then God tells Moses, tell Joshua.
不要让他搞错啦。
And don't let him have this matter wrong in his head.
不要以为是自己很会打仗，所以才赢的。
So that he doesn't become arrogant and thinking that the victory is out of his effort.
你要告诉约书亚。
But rather tell Joshua,
让他不会搞错了。
That he might not be mistaken.
以为我摩西很厉害，我们才会赢的。
Saying that it is not because I Moses I am powerful, that is why we won.
到最后只有举起祷告的手，求神的怜悯啊。
And the last thing to do is to elevate the hands of prayer and plead for God's mercy.
所以不管是年轻人或是年长者
，So no matter young or old,
不管是约书亚或是摩西
，No matter if it's Moses or Joshua,
不管是打仗的还是祷告的
，No matter if we fight the battle, if we pray in the the mountain.
我们所做的只是尽力尽本分。
What we do is our duty, and we do our very best.
到最后是蒙神的怜悯啊，才能够得胜。
In the end, what determines the victory is none other than the mercy of God.
哦，所以今天摩西跟约书亚这一对工人的榜样啊。
So this a pair of workers, who are an example.
这样的传承呢、啊、是非常成功的啊。
We can see that they're passing on of the mission.
从你看摩西在工作上。给约书亚的引领
，from the guidance of Moses to Joshua，
摩西自己亲身给约书亚做上信仰的榜样。
Joshua received from Moses the example of the faith。
摩西亲自对约书亚道理的教导
，and Moses personally teaching Joshua the things concerning the word of God。
这才叫做交棒传承。
This is a successful passing on the testimony and of the mission。
能够把这神所托付的棒子，能够稳稳的交到下一代的手中。
So the testimony can be handed out very firmly and stably to the next generation。
虽然我们已经不再年轻
，although we are not young anymore。
虽然这已经不是我们的战场
，although this battlefield does not belong to us any longer。
但是在神眼里，我们后来所做的比先前更美。
In God's eyes, what we did in the latter day shall be better than we did in the early day.
我们一起唱诗哦。
Let us sing hymn.
我们唱诗497首。
497。
旧的赞美诗414哦。
From the old hymn book, it is 414.
教会的发展需要一代又一代的努力。
The development of the church needs the joint effort of the generations.
教会的兴旺取决于我们今天的态度。
And the prosperity of the generation is according to our attitude today.
所以这样的工作是需要每一个人一起参与、一起付出的。
This work therefore needs our effort and our work.
所以千万不要觉得这与我无关。
So don't think that this doesn't concern you.
千万不要觉得这是其他人、长子、传道、负责人、老信徒的事情。
Do not think this matter is only to the preachers, to the board members, and to the senior members.
这个是教会的发展是与我们每个人都有关系的。
But the development of the church is determined by each of us.
所以我们都是神家中的工人。
We are all workers in the house of God.
但是我们都做了什么呢？
But what have we done?
我们祷告当中求主耶稣啊，让我们能够想得清楚啊。
We pray, let us ask God to make us see things clearly.
我做了什么？
What have we done?
我能做什么？
And what can we do?
神，你又要我做什么？
And God, what do you will me to do?
所以我们每个人在神家中有用。
That we might be useful vessels in the house of God.
能够在这神，能够在这神国大业当中啊，的这个大拼图里面啊，能够找到我们的位置。
That in this huge design and plan of the kingdom of God, we can find our place.
我们请到前面来祷告。
Let us come forward to pray.